and joy that we all share.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Because of the order of the day, we're doing things, we're moving things around a little bit, and you will see why. And at this point, we have our scripture reading. And our scripture reading, the reading itself that you'll hear in just a few moments, is from the Gospel of John. In this passage, we hear Jesus referred to as being the Word, okay? The Word of God made flesh. Christ is called the Word because through his presence and through his power, through his extraordinary love, he communicates, he articulates, and he reveals through that human person what God is like and who God is, what God is about in a way that we can understand. And that, as we know, in short, is the gift of Christmas, right? God revealed to us in a human form, and God with us in Christ, right? So John wrote this. He wrote, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In him was life, and the life was the light of men and women. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." So may God bless our receiving an embodiment of the Word of abundant life. Now, in just a few moments, in a fun way, we have a number of participants in this, and in this different way than we usually do it, because we thought, you know, let's do something different for Christmas morning. We're going to share and we're going to get to hear the Nativity story A to Z, and the reason why we're going to let the scripture do the talking is simple, right? And that is, so when Laura and I were thinking about this morning, church on Christmas Day, what do you do? We thought about it and we thought, you know, we're sharing so many different Christmas stories that we could, and the, you know, so many stories that we could think of that have happened to us, you know, could illustrate this aspect of Christmas. It could illustrate that aspect of Christmas. And we realized, you know, for as inspirational or as compelling as these stories might be, really the most powerful words of all is the Word itself, right? Christ as the Word of God. And why do they call Jesus the Word? Mentioned a few things. And we want to keep in mind as we're hearing these words that through his words, his literally the words that he spoke, through his wisdom, through his physical presence, where you were changed in his presence, through his actions and choices that he made, every single one of those things spoke, articulated, communicated. So when we hear and when we receive the word, scripture, the thing is that we're not just hearing words, right? They're not just words. Because you and I speak words, ministers speak words, and the words are kind of come and gone. Jesus can speak just a few words, and we think about those for thousands of years. You and I could say the exact same words, and they would be gone, and nobody would ever remember them. He speaks the word, And something different happens because there is actual power in his words. We receive, when we hear that word, we receive something of his, the direct and spirit and essence and actual presence of Christ himself, because he is the word. He is the communication and presence of God. So his words, unlike our words, are not just words. So receiving the word is actually receiving Christ himself. So this morning, as we are sharing and receiving these words, we share and receive Christmas itself, A to Z. So as we do this, here's a Christmas gift for all of us. May we just sit back and relax and listen and take it in as we hear, as we even sing, and may we allow ourselves during this time to receive the gift of Christ. And that, as I was thinking about it, has got to be the ultimate gift that we can ever receive on Christmas, is receiving Christ himself. So as they say, without further ado, here's Christmas through the word A to Z.
Which I creatively created, so. All right.
So we hope you like it.
Yeah, we hope you like it. A is for the Annunciation. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came and he said, "Hail, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But Mary was greatly troubled at the saying and considered in her mind what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of God, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How shall this be, since I have no husband?" And the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your kinswoman Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her, who is called barren. For with God, nothing is impossible." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaiden of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
B is for blessed. So Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a city of Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the babe leapt in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the voice of your greeting came to my ears, the babe in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord."
Whoa. C is for the child who came before. When it was time for Elizabeth to have her baby, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown her great mercy, and they shared her joy. And on the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him after his father, Zechariah. But his mother spoke up and said, "No, he is to be called John." And they said to her, "There's no one among your relatives who has that name." And then they made signs to his father to find out what he would like to name his child. His father asked for a writing tablet, and to everyone's astonishment, he wrote, "His name is John." Immediately his mouth was opened, and his tongue was loosed, and he began praising God. Now the neighbors were all filled with awe, and throughout the hill country of Judea, people were talking about all these things. Everyone who heard this wondered about it, asking, "What then is this child going to be?" For the Lord's hand was with him, and the child grew and became strong in spirit. And he lived in the desert until he appeared publicly to Israel and began preaching about the coming of the Messiah.
D is for do not be afraid. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with the child of the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary for your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins."
E is for Emmanuel. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet Isaiah. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from his sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and he took Mary as his wife, but knew her not until she had borne a son. And he called his name Jesus, as the angel had directed.
And while they were there, this is G for the greatest gift. While they were there, the time came for her to be delivered, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. She doesn't usually get to stand on the pews. So.
H is for herald angels. And in that region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them. And the glory of God, of the Lord, shone around them. And they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David of Savior, with who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and laying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among people with whom God is pleased."
Please join us in singing "Angels Be Thy Heard on High."
Angels, we have heard on high.
Sing, 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 sing.
is for immediate action. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying which had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary kept all these things, pondering them in her heart.
And the shepherds returned, this is J is for joy, and the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them.
K is for King Herod and the wise men. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the day of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, to Herod, asking, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him."
L is for land of Judah. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will govern my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him."
Thank you.
When the wise men had heard King Herod, they went on their way. And lo, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
And the wise men gave the gold and frankincense and myrrh. They gave their love, and O was for offering. As we have been given, let us also share with equal love. This morning's offering will now be shared and received and given again. join together in our unison prayer of dedication.
Having embodied your gift of Christmas, God, we gladly become the living body of Christ as your loving hands in this world. As you bless and inspire us, form these offerings, we pray, into an extension of your vision, so that all people may shine in your light and love and experience our abundant blessings of the fullness of life.
Amen.
P is for pastoral prayer, and Q is for quiet time of reflection at Christmas. It's kind of a twofer right there, P and Q. All right, so at this time, we take this moment, as is right to do, to offer the prayers that are within our own hearts up to God. Let us take this time in prayer. God of love, we are so thankful to be here in this sacred place to share your hope and peace, your love and joy with one another. Continue to fill us with your spirit as we look with hope to making this world a more peaceful and accepting place for all. As we look with peace to stopping war and terrorism, and creating justice for all. As we look with love to stop hatred and fear and bring about tolerance, as in the words of Isaiah when he said, "He shall not be judged by what his eyes see or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth." And in our own lives, God, help us to stop at this time of Christmas, to welcome Jesus into our lives, to reprioritize ourselves. Help us to look at the words we speak to our children, to our spouses, our families, and friends, and help them to be words of love and not words that bring shame or fear or anger. Help us to do acts of gentleness and kindness, having at the core our love for others and not our own desires. And help us to have the thoughts of Christ, thoughts that promote peace, thoughts of where the wolf lays down with the lamb and peace is brought over all the land. These are heavy and difficult tasks you call us to, God. And so we ask you to pour your loving strength into us this Christmas day, so our lives may truly become a beautiful reflection of your graciousness and love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
R is for retreat to Egypt. Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you. For Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." And Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what the Lord has spoken by the prophet, "Out of Egypt have I called my son."
Thank you.
is for the truth of Jesus. As he lived that truth and as he spoke that truth in so many ways. One of the truths that he shared with us is the truth of peace and life and how life works even after we physically leave this place and die. Where he said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, and believe also in me. For in my Father's house there are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And when I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again, and I'll take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way where I'm going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also, and henceforth you know him and have seen him."
For understanding our calling. Jesus said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no person than this, that a person lay down their life for their friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from God I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appoint you, that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask God in my name, God may give it to you. This I command you, to love one another."
V is for Christ's victory on the cross. Now, after the Sabbath, toward the end of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the grave, and behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat upon it. The angel's appearance was like lightning, and his raiment was white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come and see the place where he laid. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee, and there you will see him. Lo, I have told you this." So the women departed quickly from the tomb with fear and with great joy, and they ran to tell his disciples. And as it was predicted, Jesus met them and said, "Hail!" And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshiped him. And then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they shall too see me."
W is for what child is this?
What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? Whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard.
Bring him love, the babe. babe, the son of Mary. Why lies he in such mean estate, where ox and ass are feeding? Good Christians, fear for sinners here. Through him, the cross be bore for me, for you. Hail, hail, the Word made flesh, the babe, the Son of Mary. Burn him in incense, grailed and myrrh. Son of Mary. Birds born and angels sing. Emmanuel, babe, the Son of Mary.
It was fun putting this together. 99% of it was Laura. We went through the alphabet, and when it came to X, at first we were thinking, what the heck could that possibly be? Right? And then we remembered Chi. And Chi, which looks like an X, but it's in the Greek alphabet, it's pronounced Chi, that combined with Rho, and if you look in your bulletins and you see that that mark that you've probably seen on churches or on vestments, together meant, symbolized Christ. So kind of the first letter of Christ and then Rho. And it's been used to represent Christ since the early centuries. So I remember somebody saying to me at one time, you know, isn't it disrespectful, you know, when we say Merry Xmas, that it's not just kind of casual slang or something like that, but when you're writing that, that's the letter Chi.
I know, right? And I'm murmuring amongst the crowd. And that's why Y is for you and for me. Because when Jesus spoke, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. Nor do you light a lamp and put it under a bushel, but you put it on a stand, and it gives light to all the house. So let your light so shine before all, that they may see your good works and give glory to God who is in heaven.
Why not stand and sing, Go Tell It Online? Shepherds love.
And any of you who know the alphabet is going to be thinking, wait a minute, there's one more. Z. And Z is for zeal, that spirit, that excitement, that energy that we feel at this moment, that we feel at Christmas, that is a little bit different than any other kind of energy that we can get or that we can feel. And it comes from coming in contact with people who love Christ and love God and embody that kind of love and that spirit. Zeal. The scripture passage, God so loved the world that he gave his only son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Eternal life includes now. As we go out on this Christmas day, having been touched, having been contacted by God, by God's love, through Scripture, through the Word, through how we speak to one another and care for one another in love, may we take that zeal with us. May we take that energy. And as we have been given, may we share and love and be that light in the world. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.